Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this exciting interview is called How to Get All the Amenities of a Private Charter into St. Barth's Without the High Cost. If you've ever flown into St. Barth's before, you know the hassle it can be to get there. Standing in line at the airport, schlepping all your luggage behind you while you make your way through customs, only to find you've been bumped off your flight and now you've got to wait all over again. Meanwhile, vacationers who can't afford the high price of a chartered flight have an agent to take their luggage and passports through customs while they drink leisurely in a lounge and wait for an air-conditioned vehicle to take them straight to their plane. By chartering these planes ahead of time, Terrence is able to give you all the amenities of the hassle-free VIP charter service without the price tag of having to charter the whole plane yourself. You'll only pay for the seat you're sitting in. And in this quick interview I did with Terrence, you'll hear how he's built years of trust with the main operators into St. Barth's in order to get you the kind of quality service that makes sure you get to St. Barth's on time every time. In this interview, you'll also learn about the always discreet way Terrence manages his clients who want to keep a low profile, along with a quick list of celebrities who have used his services. You'll learn why St. Barth's closes its airport at sunset and what your only option will be if you need to get there after that. You'll learn the different seasons of St. Barth's when the jet set crowd goes to be seen. You'll learn what you can expect to pay for chartering your own flight versus Terrence's service and exactly what you get. You'll learn all about the financial risk Terrence takes to charter planes before he gets paid that sets him apart from the rest. Most companies in the Caribbean don't even pick up their phone. Terrence does. He's built a reputation on being the most reliable way to get in and out of St. Barth's from St. Martin. So if you're a personal assistant, a VIP concierge service, or just someone who wants to vacation in St. Barth's in style and without stress, contact Terrence. He'll make sure your trip goes smoothly. So if you want to get to St. Barth's like the celebrities do, get ready for a wonderful interview. Who would you like to listen to this interview?
Well, definitely all of St. Martin, St. Barth's lovers. St. Barth's lovers are addicts. They got to get their St. Barth's fix. They love St. Barth's. They love everything about St. Barth's. They want to know how to get there. They want to know when to get there, what to do, you know, all that stuff. And my focus is on how to get there.
Has it been hard to get there in the past?
Yes, it still is, actually. And that's a good thing about it.
It is still hard to get there. So are we talking about people from all over the world who want a vacation in St. Barth?
Yeah, exactly. St. Barth is like the south of France, called Côte d'Azur. St. Barth is actually the Saint-Tropez of the Caribbean. You know, the same way people love going to Saint-Tropez in the south of France and Monaco and those places. You know, it has that allure, and the governor in St. Barth, he was able to maintain that high level of exclusivity. And because of that, wealthy clients go back 50 years ago, the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, and all those high net worth families, they all had property in St. Barth, so they would all come down and to be the exclusive getaway back in the day. So people started discovering St. Barth, and he was able to maintain that exclusive image by indeed limiting access. You know, one example is the airport closes at sunset. So if you're not in by 5:30 in the afternoon at sunset, you're out. I've had clients literally throw money at me to get them into St. Barth at night, and it's simply not possible.
So this was done on purpose, to keep that exclusivity so it doesn't become overcrowded.
Exactly. You can either get to St. Barth by air or sea. If you're not in by a certain time, you're out.
Okay, so your website, Air St. Martin, the first virtual airline offering flights to and from St. Martin and the rest of the Caribbean, is St. Barth's your specialty?
Yes, I would say 30% of my business is into St. Barth's, so we have a very nice market share, because what we guarantee clients is that we will get you to St. Barth's no matter what. That's the guarantee we offer them. So if we cannot get them into St. Barth's by air, we'll offer them transportation by sea. So even though we're called Air St. Martin, basically our sole purpose is to get people into St. Barth's no matter how. It can be by sea or air. And of course, during the day, that's not a problem because the airport is open, but at night, the only option to get into St. Barth's by night is by boat.
My wife and I are talking about doing a vacation. Let's say I approach her and say, honey, let's go to St. Bart's. And let's say we were going to do it ourselves, and I've never met you, and I'm going to do it the traditional way without Terrence and without Air St. Martin. What am I going to experience in trying to get to St. Bart without your help? The first thing I'm going to do is go look for airline tickets. Please. Am I going to find them?
Yeah, you're going to find flights to Sang Wong, to St. Martin. You're not going to find much connections to St. Bart's, but you'll definitely find connections to St. Martin or Sang Wong. And then, indeed, the question is, how do you get from those islands into St. Bart's? And then when people go online and they start searching for flights to St. Bart's, that's where they also find my website. And they find the other airline companies that actually own aircraft, they would find their airline website as well. But when they contact these airlines and they don't have any options available to fit your itinerary, you still have to continue shopping around. What I offer people when they end up with my website, what I offer them is that I have access to all options to get to St. Bart's. So I don't tell you, oh, I'm sold out or I'm booked out, go away. I told you, oh, hold on, let me check what I have available.
Let's say I find flights into St. Martin, but then I'm not going to see online information on how to get to St. Martin to St. Bart's on my American Airlines or any of the big carriers that I'm going to...
No.
And so I'm going to be like, well, how do I get to St. Bart's?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to go online and type in travel to St. Bart's, and I'm going to come across other websites in your website.
Exactly.
So I'm searching for flights to St. Bart's. I find your website. I type in a date of when I want to travel to get in, or I call you. So let's take, for example, my family. I want to get there, and I've met you. And how are you going to make my trip easier compared to me shopping around with other online charters and online flights to get from St. Martin into St. Bart's? Where's the differentiation? Why should I be looking at using you to get me to St. Bart's compared to anyone else? Where are you going to save me time and frustration if I'm going to try and do it myself, and I've never ever tried to fly to St. Bart's or St. Martin for that matter?
Well, first thing we tell them, you know, when you're traveling down to the Caribbean, it's an adventure. The first thing you have to understand and appreciate that it's all an adventure. What we do during that adventure is that we take out the insecurities involved. Most of the time, it would have been the first time that you're ever coming down to St. Martin to get to St. Bart's. So what we offer them good connections. When they arrive into St. Martin, we can offer them good connections to St. Bart's, and we can offer them a hassle-free transfer through St. Martin to St. Bart's, because that's very important, that the transfer or the transit is hassle-free. And that's because once you arrive in St. Martin with your family, you meet me at the counter or my agent at the counter, we take everything from there. We clear you through immigration, we get your luggage for you, we transfer you down to our aircraft, put you in the aircraft, and within 12 minutes you're in the air on the way to St. Bart's. And that is basically what we offer clients. Clients who have already been through St. Martin and knows the hassle involved transiting through St. Martin, they really appreciate what we're saying when we tell them that, you know, we can offer them good connections and hassle-free passage through St. Martin. They really appreciate us. They didn't understand what we're talking about.
How about cost? Are you able to save me money?
No, because we charge a premium price for our service, because, in fact, we're offering you value for your money in terms of getting you through St. Martin as quickly and as hassle-free as possible. We charge a premium price for that, because basically, if you're looking for the cheapest option is that you do everything yourself.
So your clients generally are quite wealthy, and money really isn't an issue. Is that correct?
Isn't the option. Exactly. I get calls from secretaries, from personal assistants. Their boss and his family want to come down to St. Martin to go to St. Bart's. They heard about Terrence Ray. They heard about Air St. Martin. I was recommended. I get a lot of referrals. You know, CEOs or those wealthy guys, they will talk to each other and say, hey, when you're going to St. Martin, call Terrence. So he can get you to St. Bart's easily. So I get a lot of referrals that way. So the secretaries or the personal assistants would call me up and say, you know, I have Mr. So-and-so. He's coming tomorrow with his family. They would like for someone to meet them and take care of their luggage and take care of the transfer and get them to St. Bart's as quickly as possible. We heard you're the guy to call. To give you an example, American Express is one of our biggest clients. They book a lot of flights with us. And the reason why they do that, they said, was because I was the only one in the Caribbean who actually answered his phone when they called.
Absolutely, and that's very important.
One day I was driving on my way to the airport, and I got his call, and I answered it while I'm driving. And, you know, you're not even allowed to be on the phone down here while you're driving. It's against the law. You can get a fine for that. But, hey, nonetheless, I answered the call, and it was this agent from American Express, and she was really in a bind. She had this high net worth client that they booked a flight into St. Martin with a private jet, and he was supposed to connect to St. Bart's, and the flight was late, so they would miss the connection. So before he even lands in St. Bart's, she was trying to find an alternative for him to get to St. Bart's, because he didn't want to wait not a minute in St. Martin. He wanted to get to St. Bart's as quickly as possible. So she was calling around, and no one was answering the phone, and finally she called me after searching online on the internet, and I answered the phone, and she was like, oh my God, someone really answered the phone. And she told me her problem. I said, well, I'm on my way to the airport. I can meet him and get him on an aircraft to St. Bart's in 12 minutes. And she was like, really? And she's like, unbelievable. She couldn't believe it. It actually did that. And she was like really blown away. And she told me after that, she told all her colleagues in American Express in her department about me, and she gave them my number, and they've been a big client ever since.
That's wonderful. How many people come to visit St. Martin and St. Bart's a year? Is there a special season that it's more heavier travel than others? When's the season?
December is what we call a crazy season. That's when we get the most traffic into St. Bart's. But it's high season for us is actually from mid-November, from Thanksgiving, until the end of April. That is basically the high season for us. And that's the season when you get all these jet set clients, all these famous athletes, all these famous actors and actresses coming down, and they all want to get to St. Bart's, so that's the place to be. You don't count if you're not in St. Bart's or be seen in St. Bart's, and that's what it's all about. They want to get to St. Bart's because they have to be in St. Bart's to be seen in St. Bart's.
If you're interested in flying to St. Bart's in style from St. Martin, you can go to www.airsxm.com. That's www.airsxm.com. So how long of a flight is it from St. Martin to St. Bart's?
Oh, it's a 12 to 15 minute flight. It's really a commute. It's a hop, a skip, and a jump, and you're there. Our specialty is what I call a shared charters. A shared charters where I charter the aircraft, and I offer that exclusive private charter service with all the amenities of a private charter, but the people are not paying for the whole aircraft. They're only paying for the seat that they occupy. So we get a lot of clients. They love the fact that they can brag to their friends that they flew in to St. Bart's on a private charter, and then people are like, wow, we flew in on a private charter. Oh, that's so great, you know, but they didn't really pay for the whole aircraft. They got a service of a private charter indeed, but they weren't paying for the seat that they occupy.
How did you come up with this idea? Is this something new within the industry down there?
Yes, because when I did some research back in 2005 in this market, you know, you had two options to get to St. Bart's. You had the option of chartering a private jet, a private plane. We don't fly jets into St. Bart's, only turboprops, commuter aircraft, which you can charter privately, and then the aircraft is yours for that flight, or you fly commercially. And flying commercially is, you know, you're just a number, and they just drop everybody into that little aircraft and fly them over to St. Bart's as quickly as possible.
And you'll pay the same price about.
And you pay the same price. And, you know, people, you know, it was a hassle. It all happened because you got to be standing in line, you got to be waiting, you got to be schlepping your luggage behind you, you got to stand in line at the immigration. They take a while to clear immigration, and then you got to go and check in, and, you know, it's another wait, and then you hear the flight is full, and then you got to wait till the next flight.
And how often is this occurring with the regular commercial flight?
That's an everyday thing. And when I started back in servicing this market, I started Asian market back in 2003, but when I started serving the St. Bart's market in 2005, oh, that was an everyday thing. Aircraft would be delayed, people get bumped off of flights, and then they would have hassle with the luggage. And so I realized that, hey, you know, if we offer the same service and amenities of a private charter, because when you're flying a private charter, the agent meets you, gets your luggage, clear you through immigration, put you in an air-conditioned vehicle, drive you down to the aircraft, put you on the aircraft, and you're gone. And while our Porsche are still in the terminal building, standing in line, trying to check in, while you're already in the air, flying to St. Bart's, and a half an hour later, you're on the beach or next to the pool drinking a cocktail. And those guys are still in St. Martin waiting to get on a flight.
That is the advantage of a private charter. It's like how the rich people travel.
Exactly. But what happened then, Mike, is that I noticed that not everybody could afford that. So what I did, I started taking an economic risk. I said, okay, what I'll do...
Let me ask you this before you go into that. How much is a private charter going to cost someone about?
Right now, it's about $1,200 to charter a 9-seater aircraft. It's a twin-engine aircraft, and it can take, on average, 6 to 7 passengers plus luggage.
And that's round trip?
No, that's one way. plus taxes. Taxes right now is about $21.
Let's say my wife and myself and my two children want to get a private charter. Is that $1,200 divided up by the number of passengers?
No, you're paying for the whole aircraft. A private charter, you're paying for the whole aircraft. And you can put all your family plus all your luggage on that one aircraft.
But if I'm a rich person and I have my secretary book me a private charter, the planes happen to have 12 seats, so I'm going to be flying my wife and my two kids and myself, and it's going to cost me $1,200 each way.
Exactly.
All right, so now, you said you saw a need, and you realized that everyone could not afford a private charter. Continue.
When I really realized that that was on the market, when I would get calls, and people would say, hey, Terrence, I want a private charter. I want to pay the full price, but it's only me, my wife, and my two kids, and you got 4 seats left over. Can you sell those seats for me, or can you find someone who would be willing to share the cost of that charter with me?
And this was happening over and over again?
Yeah, I keep getting those calls, and you'll see people go online on forums, and they would advertise that, hey, I got a private charter flying on that day at this time. You want to share? You know, and I kept getting those inquiries, and I said, hey, you know, there is actually maybe a market here. You have two types of aircraft right now that are flying to St. Barth. You got 9-seater aircraft, and you got 16-seater aircraft.
So there's no 4-seater aircrafts or 5-seater aircrafts?
There are, but not much operating commercially. You have small private owners that own their own private aircraft that are like 4-seaters, 5-seaters.
But they're not doing a commercial business transferring people.
No. If they transfer people, they're doing it as a private service.
Okay. So that's what's available, a 9-seater or a 16-seater. Okay, continue.
So if you're one person, you charter that aircraft, you and the pilot are sitting basically in that aircraft. You're flying to St. Barth. And hey, if you have the money and you don't care, you just care about getting to St. Barth.
And so with that private charter, they're going to treat you well because it's a high-priced thing. They're going to take your luggage.
The pilot or the agent that is going to meet you when you get off your inbound flight is going to get your luggage. He's going to clear you through immigration because he already filled in the forms, all that stuff for you. He's going to get you down to the aircraft and put you on, and within 10, 15 minutes, you're on your way to St. Barth. That just goes with a private charter.
Got it. I'm glad I'm asking you this because a lot of people don't know this.
So what happened back then is that, you know, I said, okay, I'll take the risk. I'll charter aircraft, and I'll say, hey, I got a flight at 4 o'clock from St. Martin to St. Barth, and I got 8 seats on that flight, and if you pay me $300, I'll take you along on that flight.
All right, so you said one cannot fly into St. Barth after 5 o'clock.
5:30, quarter to 6.
All right, is there any other way you can get them to the island?
Yeah, once the airport closes after sunset, the only other option is to take the ferry. There's a ferry service leaving at 6:45. And that can be a 45-minute journey or even an hour-and-a-half journey, depending on the weather. If the weather is good, goes smoothly. If the weather is rough or whatever, the wind is against you, it can take up to 90 minutes for the ferry boat to transit to St. Barth.
And what is that cost?
That's a pretty low-cost thing. It would cost about around $80, but if you can stomach it, a lot of people really can't take that.
How many people can go on the ferry?
About 100 or 120 people.
So you book those for your clients who don't make
exactly.
it in on time?
Yeah, you can book it on our website as well. You can request a ferry service, economy class or business class.
How many flights are going into St. Barth per day during the high season, like currently?
Well, each operator is allowed to do 20 flights per day maximum. So that means each operator can do about 10 flights going and 10 flights back. And right now, out of St. Martin, there are 3 operators operating on that route. So you're talking about a maximum 60 flights per day. And even that might sound maybe a lot, I don't know, but even that isn't enough.
I see.
Because of the shared charter service that we're providing, that is really our niche service. No one else does that because no one else takes the economic risk that I take by booking an aircraft, paying for the aircraft, and then trying to see if I can sell the seats. No one else does that. Everyone goes for surety, and surety is that, hey, you know, you want a flight, you pay for it. What I do is I book the flight, and I say, hey, do you need a seat on my flight? And I offer that to clients. And that is really a niche service. No one else does that. And because of that, you know, I don't run much risk of losing a client to these operators because basically they're not paying for the whole aircraft. They're paying just for the seat, and they're getting the service of a private charter. But if they were to go directly to the operator and charter the aircraft themselves, they would have to pay for the whole aircraft, and they would have to pay up front, including taxes. And if they're looking to share with someone else to cut costs, they would have to go out and hustle to get someone else to share their flights with them. And that's the hard part.
Yeah, so you're like a carpooling service.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a carpool from St. Martin to St. Barth's in the sky. That's all.
That's
Share
right.
a Charter. It's probably a good website,
yeah,
too.
I got it. I got it.
You have Share a Charter?
Yes, I do. ShareaCharter.com.
So I asked you at the beginning, who is your ideal prospect that you would like to listen to this recording?
Well, like I said, first of all, St. Barth's lovers, those are people who travel to St. Barth's every year, and they come down every year, so they know the deal, and they're looking for the fastest and the most convenient way to get from St. Barth's to St. Barth's, or even from Sangwon, because there are like 4 points to get into St. Barth's. And then I'm looking at secretaries, I'm looking at personal assistants, I'm looking at VIP concierge services, I'm looking at high network individuals that, you know about St. Barth's or heard about St. Barth's and have the money to spend and want to come down and go to St. Barth's. Those are my target clients. You know, when a boss tells his secretary, hey, we're thinking about going down to St. Barth's, can you arrange everything for us? She goes online and she starts searching, because getting a flight into St. Barth's is not a problem, but getting from St. Barth's to St. Barth's, that's where the search starts, you know, and that's my ideal client. You know, she's going to call me and she's going to say, hey, my boss and his wife and kids are coming down to St. Martin. Can you get them to St. Barth's? So I would love for that type of client to listen to my recording and hear exactly my story and get to know me, Terrence Ray, and get to hear about the service I provide, so that he or she would know, hey, the next time I'm booking a flight for my boss, I'll call Terrence first.
So how do you make this experience meet the expectations of the super wealthy and famous? What are you doing to live up to that with your travel?
Well, because we have such a good relationship with the operators, and they know we give them guaranteed business every year. And, you know, after so many years of working together, they know the drill. They know the deal. They know the drill. So they know they have a client from Air St. Martin book with them. They're going to make sure that, you know, everything goes smoothly. And it took years to build up that relationship and get that quality services from them. But it works because they know we're giving them guaranteed business. And because of that, now we reach a stage that we can book clients with these operators and walk away. Because we know the client is in good hands. They'll go the distance to make sure that our clients are taken care of. And a lot of our clients, they're coming in incognito. You know, you got Richard Gere, you got Denzel Washington. They're coming in and they want to be low profile. You know, they don't want the mass hysteria of people screaming and shouting. They've tried to operate low profile, and we provide that service for them. You know, we're not telling the whole world, hey, we have Richard Gere flying with us to St. Barth's. It's all discreet, and they love that stuff. Anything that draws attention to them would be, you know, a no-no, you know. So that's how we try to operate our service as discreet as possible, and they love that.
Throw around some famous names of some of your clients.
Martha Stewart, Richard Gere, Richard Branson, Timothy Dalton, famous James Bond actor. We've had models, Kate Moss. We've had Denzel Washington. We have Robert De Niro. And the list goes on and on. In the email, I also told you about Antonio Banderas, who did Puss in Boots, Melanie Griffith, his wife and kids. So once we get them into St. Barth's and get off the aircraft, we get a luggage for them, we bring them out. We hand them over to a porter or to a concierge officer or agent, and they take it from there.
This definitely gives me a much better idea of what you're doing, the benefits, the reason why someone should choose you. So this has been real helpful.
When most of these clients end up calling me, they are calling me after they've made all the arrangements to get to St. Martin, and then they realize that, hey, we're stuck. We can't find a good way to get from St. Martin to St. Barth. And then they call me. If they would call me in advance and say, hey, Terrence, I'm coming down in May. I live in California, and I need to get to St. Martin, and I get to from St. Martin to St. Barth. What would you recommend that I do? You know, then I would recommend, okay, fly to New York, connect with JetBlue to St. Martin. JetBlue arrives in St. Martin around 1:30. I'll have an aircraft waiting for you, and by 2 o'clock, you're in St. Barth next to the pool sipping cocktail.
So they're calling you once they're in trouble. They believe that there's going to be seamless travel and service to St. Barth from St. Martin, but they're mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
They think once they're in St. Martin that they're basically there.
Exactly.
This has been happening over and over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. And that's maybe what makes St. Barth so unique, that it's actually so hard to get there. And that makes it worthwhile. That's why people are prepared to pay good money to get there and get there as quick and fast as possible.
Well, so when JetBlue is taking reservations to fly someone to St. Martin, they don't really know that the ultimate destination for that client is St. Barth's, because it's never mentioned?
No, exactly. Exactly. Let's say if they would mention it to the agent, they're on the line with JetBlue, they're saying, hey, I need a flight to St. Barth's, and JetBlue would say, well, you know, we can get you to St. Martin. We have a 9 o'clock flight to leaving in JFK to St. Martin. We'll get you there at 1:30. Upselling meet and greet and VIP and all that.
What is this VIP and this meet and greet stuff? What is that?
That is when we would have an agent meet the client on arrival. Once they get off the aircraft, we have an agent meet them at the door of the aircraft, escort them into the terminal building, put them up in a business class lounge, take their luggage tags, go and get their luggage, check in their luggage for them, transfer it down to the aircraft, clear them through immigration, take their passport and clear them through immigration, do all the formalities while they sip the drinks in the business class lounge. And once all that formality is taken care of, we come back, get them, put them into an air-conditioned vehicle, drive them down to the aircraft, put them on the aircraft with their luggage, and the pilot takes off.
If you're interested in flying to St. Barth's in style from St. Martin, you can go to www.airsxm.com. That's www.airsxm.com. And submit a reservation request for a private charter or a shared charter or a regular commercial flight with or without VIP services. Any which way you choose, you are guaranteed to get to St. Barth's no matter what. If you need personal assistance from Terrence, call him direct on 1-721-581-9740. Day or night. To contact Terrence, you may call 1-721-581-9740, day or night. That's airstmartins.com, www.airsxm.com. Thanks for listening.